Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show, the show that gives you unique insights. I'm Ronald Honesty, and producer Jake and I have a whole lot of fun in the process. All right. Matt Rhule dared to walk around the field before the Iowa game. We didn't shake hands. Let's go through some other things first. Then we'll get back to that. Michigan, Ohio State. Flat out melee. Pepper spray brought out. But we didn't shake hands. NC State, UNC. Flat out fight. But we didn't shake hands. Arkansas, Missouri. I got to be honest. I didn't even know that one happened. Who cares about that game? Auburn, Alabama. Why? Why are you fighting, Auburn? I don't understand. Here's my thing. If you don't win, now if somebody tries to do something disrespectful, it's a little bit different to me. But if you don't win, like just shut up. You had 60 minutes to talk. Notre Dame, USC. Oh, how about the lineman that punched the USC player in the middle of the game? No flag thrown. All over social media. Like how do the refs not see that? Post-game press conference. We need to have a referee post-game press conference. Arizona State fight. We talked about that, the mascots. I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of enjoyed that one because it's mascots. Nobody's really going to get hurt. And it's just fun to watch mascots beat the crap out of each other. Anything that involves a mascot, I'm probably going to be entertained about.
They did have a scuffle, too, because Arizona State player took the trident.
I saw that.
The trident and stuck it in the middle.
I did see that. The trident. Little Mermaid. That's what I think of. I have a lot of little girls, ladies and gentlemen. A&M and Texas fight. I will say this. Texas went out to the middle of the field on A&M's logo, and they were stomping all over it. Like, Nebraska trying to do a pregame prayer on the logo. I personally don't see an issue with that. Now, when we talk about these things, like, for me, I've got to include my bias. Like, what's wrong with Nebraska praying on the midfield logo? I'm going to be biased and want to take Nebraska's side. So I'm going to look at it from Iowa's side here in a minute. Okay, but I watched Texas walk out to A&M's logo and stomp all over that thing and try to rip up the grass or the field with their cleats. That is straight up disrespect. I shared a video 3 years ago. A Michigan player walks out to the middle of Michigan State's logo on the grass, stomping all over the place before the game, I might add. Not afterwards. They got to go play on this grass, trying to tear up the logo with his cleats, that white S that Michigan State has. That is blatant disrespect. So for me, I personally don't see a problem with Nebraska praying. They're doing their pregame ritual at midfield. Now, if I'm Iowa, okay, I'm going to put myself in Iowa's shoes, try to take my bias out of this. I'm going to be like, why can't you do that in the end zone? Why can't you do that in the locker room? Why can't you pray anywhere? That's how they're going to look at it. For me, we can do it anywhere. What's wrong with right there? It's not disrespectful. Iowa's going to be like, that's our logo. To me, the prayer thing wasn't that big of a deal. Okay, one way or the other. For me, them sending out armed security guards seems a bit strong. If I try to take my bias out of it, am I doing a very good job of taking it out, Jake? What do you think? Rate me. 1 to 10. 10 good, 1 bad.
I think you're doing a good job.
That's not a number.
Warning. The following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated. Forlorn even. Like your efforts are futile. And you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Hey, it's about five. I'll take it. All right, I'm almost got my bias out of it, according to Jake. All right. To me, I don't see a big deal. To me, the bigger deal was armed security guards saying no. That kind of bothered me. But I try to look at it from their side, too. Then Matt Rhule walking around the field. He does this before every game. If you haven't seen the pictures or videos, this is not new. And so the horrible thing that he does, some Iowa players are warming up. They're not in pads. It's not their pregame warm-up yet. They're just kind of out there loosely warming up, no shoulder pads on. Just walking his path. Just kind of walks through. He doesn't stare anybody down, doesn't say anything. I saw a video. Shout out to John Johnson of Coronation. He kind of had fun with this. He's like, before you watch this video, cover your children's eyes and cover their ears. There's no reason to do it, but just do it because it's such a horrifically horrible thing Matt Rhule does, like poking fun at how ridiculous this is. And then he kind of, you know, Rhule's walking through it. He goes, I bet Rhule just farted. And then he's walking away and he's like, he just told that guy what he just did. Haha. You know, it was a bad joke. But my point is simply this, trying to make something bigger than it really is. Like, he's just doing what he always does. They happen to be warming up there. That's just where he walked. I don't see the personally, I don't see the big issue. Is there anybody on the text line? If people agree, that's great. If people disagree, I want those comments. Because I get intrigued by people who agree, people who keep us up to date on the news. Feel free to always do that. Because as I'm talking, I can't sit here and watch and track the news. And if someone disagrees, I like to go point counterpoint. Is there anybody who doesn't agree, Jake?
Not yet, but if you do, text in.
Yeah, feel free to text in. All right, as always, what's that number, Jake?
402-464-5685.
So for me, and then the rest of the weekend happened. I mean, you've got melees, you've got fights, you've got pepper spray, you got flags being drilled into the turf. I posted on X before all this happened. I said, we don't stomp on other teams' logos. We don't plant our flag in their logo, which is a blatant sign of disrespect. I don't see the issue. And then the rest of the weekend happened with teams doing exactly what I laid out. Sometimes things don't need to be made out to be a bigger deal than they are. I will say this, flat out fights, pepper spray being brought out, ripping up other teams' logos with your cleats on their home turf. To me, that is taking it a little too far. This is rivalries. I'm going to be honest with you. Part of me loves it. Part of me loves it because it's rivalries, and part of me just loves that kind of stuff. The other part of me, the part that's supposed to be classy, says, hey, this does not have a place in the game. Part of me loves the anger of rivalries, and it feeds into it. Okay, like what was there was two MAC schools. One has like a missile pointed at the other MAC school's field. I showed you that picture earlier this year. Obviously, they're not going to pull the trigger, but it's not a real missile. But like, that's part of rivalries. But then you don't want to take it too far to the level of disrespect and it becoming physical. To me, that's kind of that point where it's a little too far. All right, Jake, you got any final thoughts before I get out of here? By the way, tune into the locker room. They got some great guests coming on. I'm just going to give them a little shout out there. They got some great guests coming on. Make sure you tune in after this. You got any final thoughts, Jake?
No, it's just it's definitely an interesting time. You look at some of the firings that have happened. Purdue, West Virginia, App State have all fired their coaches. So, interesting couple of days. I'm sure. Stay tuned to 93.7 The Ticket. We'll keep you up to date.
It's going to be the wildest, craziest, dare I say entertaining offseason college football has ever seen. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. All right, have a phenomenal Monday. Until next time, go Big Red. And always remember to throw the bone.